The small town with a population of less than 500 people already has a big history. During the 1920s, coal miners were fighting for equal pay and better working conditions.
You want to be treated like men? You want to be treated fair? Well, you ain't men to that coal company. Your equipment, like a shovel, a gondola car, a hunk of wood brace, they'll use you till you wear out or you break down. Are you buried under a slate fall, and then they'll get a new one. And they don't care what color it is or where it comes from. It doesn't matter how much coal you can load or how long your family has lived on this land.
That's a clip from the movie Matewan, which, while dramatized, historians say captures the atmosphere of the regional situation at the time. Miners were looking for equal rights, and they found strength in numbers by unionizing. But it wasn't easy. Miners who lived in coal camps, such as neighboring Red Jacket, were thrown out of their company-owned homes when operators found out the miner was joining the union. But the company control wasn't as strong in Matewan. As an incorporated town, citizens had official protections from town police and didn't live in company-owned houses.
You say you got guns. Well, I know that you all are brave men. And I know you could shoot it out with the company if you had to. But the coal company don't want this union. The state government don't want it. The federal government don't want it. And they're all of them just waiting for an excuse to come down and crush us to nothing.
While much has changed, the fighting spirit of Matewan is still alive and well.
Matewan won by over 2,000 more votes than any other town. And Grafton won.
As one of the winners of the Turn This Town Around project, the community has pulled together yet again in the last 2 months, hosting community cleanup days and a community meeting, which was standing room only. More than 75 people packed into the United Mine Workers of America, local 1440 Union Building, late last month.
Second, did everybody get one of those blue discs? Does everybody have those? If you don't have a blue disc,
Kent Spellman, executive director of the West Virginia Community Development Hub, was one of the speakers. The hub is providing tools, technical assistance, and possible funding for Matewan during the project.
Sometimes it's really easy to think about a project and think of it in this way. You know what they ought to do? That's not the kind of project we want to hear about. What we want to hear is, you know what I think I would like to do? This isn't about you identifying what somebody else in Matewan should be doing for the community. It's about saying, this is a project I believe in and this is something I'd invest in.
By the end of the meeting, folks were using the blue discs to write down their ideas for projects they wanted to help make happen in their community. Some of the goals from the folks included everything from a garden club to a souvenir shop with longer hours, a Hatfield and McCoy festival, historical underground coal mine, and more.
We came into an abandoned high school that was recently shut down in our local hometown that we actually both graduated from.
Justin Bradford already has a jump start on one of the goals, making a community center out of the high school. Bradford is co-owner of the Old School Fitness Center, formerly Matewan High School. The owners have worked out a lease agreement with the town and worked to renovate several rooms. Bradford says so far, Old School Fitness hosts a small arcade, usable gymnasium, and a workout or fitness center.
This used to be a library. We came together, we went to other gyms in the local area, bigger ones actually out of the area, and we looked at each machine in particular, what was used the most, what most people wanted, and we really tried to focus on those points to get everyone, to keep everyone happy, and that's what we feel like we've done.
Bradford says the community support has been overwhelming. He sees the center as a place for folks to exercise during the cold winter months. Bradford also hopes to provide monthly gun shows, professional wrestling, and even the Rough and Rowdy Feud. You might be familiar with the Rough and Rowdy Brawl, a boxing match between amateur fighters. The feud would be exclusive to Kentucky and West Virginia fighters, similar to the Hatfield and McCoy feuds that played out along the border of the two Appalachian states. Pride in the ability to withstand a tough blow is part of West Virginia culture. But Spellman says the project is meant to help channel and organize that pride without settling.
Here in West Virginia, we are really, really proud of our ability to survive all sorts of challenges and adversarial situations, whether it's floods or declining population or the railroad closing or whatever it is, we're really proud of our ability to survive. I'm going to challenge you to quit being proud of survival. Quit being proud of survival. Start being proud of thriving.
And hopefully that means each citizen will then thrive as well. Spellman says the project will only work if it's locally determined and locally driven. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly.